For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. An eagle believed to be one half of a famous couple that lives in a nest in Big Bear is doing better. That's after being treated for an illness for more than a week. KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports.
The Ojai Raptor Center says the female eagle believed to be Jackie, of the pair Jackie and Shadow, is doing better and is eating on her own. That's after a slight setback over the weekend. Wildlife officials say she remains in critical condition. They still don't know what's making her sick. The eagle was brought to the center after being found on the ground after fighting with two younger eagles. Jackie is not banded, so she can't be ID'd. Jackie and Shadow have become internet celebrities thanks to a live stream camera trained on their nest. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet in San Bernardino.
Incarcerated firefighters form a critical part of California's wildfire response, but many face difficulties finding a job after being released. A new state bill aims to change that by providing official certification for firefighting training these individuals receive while in prison and a hiring preference with CAL FIRE after they're released. Royal Ramey is a formerly incarcerated firefighter and co-founded the nonprofit Forestry and Firefighting Recruitment Program. He says these changes would mean a lot to those seeking a career in fire service.
It simply means that they wouldn't have to start from zero, right? And them acknowledging all of the work they have done, that it counts for something. And ultimately, I said that too, is like this bill also gives people hope because they know that they have some type of clear pathway.
Ramey says the bill also supports workforce development, public safety, and climate resiliency by turning skills learned in prison into taxpaying jobs. Similar legislation was introduced last year, but failed in part because it included a hiring quota for CAL FIRE and was opposed by firefighter unions. This summer, a key restoration project is underway to improve California's water supply, which depends on the High Sierra Meadows absorbing snowmelt and filtering it into rivers and streams. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has the story.
Crews are restoring 3 miles of the West Walker River and its floodplains at Pickle Meadow, just north of Yosemite. Sarah Hecox with the nonprofit American Rivers says crews will remove a berm left by Caltrans 20 years ago after a nearby landslide.
We're restoring the natural hydrology that allowed Sierra Meadows to thrive for thousands of years, so the meadow can sustain itself with very little long-term intervention.
That berm had unintended consequences, narrowing the river and eroding deep banks. That prevented the water from flowing over the floodplain and dried out much of the meadow. The Pickle Meadow project has been planned for 10 years, but the actual work on site started in mid-July and should be done by the end of August. The project is part of the larger Sierra Meadows Partnership, a regional collaborative working to restore 30,000 acres of mountain meadow by 2030. Matt Freitas, also with American Rivers, says 60-70% of California's drinking water comes from the headwaters in these mountain ranges.
Maybe only 2-3% of the Sierra is mountain meadows, but they store a lot of water. They help clean that water. They help release that water downstream during periods of low flow and drought.
The project will also restore wildlife habitat, create a natural firebreak to impede future wildfires, and help in the fight against climate change by reviving the native plants that store carbon in their roots. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter.
Police say an employee at Kaiser Permanente Riverside Medical Center has been killed by a pursuit suspect who fled the scene. The suspect vehicle struck the victim at about 11:40 a.m. Monday as the employee was on a sidewalk near Medical Center at 10,800 Magnolia Avenue. It started when Riverside officers approached the vehicle in a parking lot for a code violation and the driver abruptly took off and hit the victim. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.